Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you so much for joining us on today on the Prophetically Speaking radio show. Give her the address, please, and we're just so glad that you've had the opportunity to join us on today. I want to welcome you and just thank you so much for joining us. Prophetess Jenkins, are you with us on today?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It's been a long day, but we are so glad that we had the opportunity of joining in with you on today. We are just a few minutes behind, so please forgive us, but we again are here and we are just anticipating having a great show today. So, Prophetess Jenkins, why don't you go right ahead and let us know what the weather is like there today?
The weather here in Louisiana is very nice. It's not too hot, but it's nice and sunny. And just a blessed day of the Lord. I thank God for today. Enjoy the weather. Amen?
Amen. Well, here we have some rain. The rain is coming. I'm looking at the rain outside of the window right now, but again, we're going to hold to our confession, and we're just going to trust and believe that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And so, Prophetess Jenkins, I am yet and still celebrating on today in spite of all the things that myself and my family we are dealing with right now. And so for those of you that have the privilege of hearing us on today, we want to just continue to ask you to pray for the bulk of family as we are right now having to deal with some very unexpected things where we are now experiencing the very heartfelt homegoing of one of my dearest nephews, which was at the age of very tender age of 23 years old, and we are now having to deal with the homegoing of him. And so it is a very, I don't know the word to use, it's a very stressful time right now in the family. I guess I want to say I'm grateful to God that we are a family that are well aware of who God is. We are a family that knows exactly what and who we are to look to right now. We're looking to the Word of God, and as well we are leaning on God at this time and trusting and depending on the strength of God and knowing that God is a God that makes no mistakes. And so that's the word that we have been just transmitting and transferring one from another, that we know that God is yet still in control. And Prophetess Jenkins, you know, yesterday when I received word that one of my babies had gone home to be with the Lord, I immediately began to think about myself when I was in a traumatic position myself, and he came even to the hospital to see about me. But I remember when I went through that myself, how God resurrected me. And so I immediately began to go into warfare prayer and immediately began to believe that God is a healer, God can raise from the dead, God is a restorer, just to begin to believe God. And one blockage after another, train on the track, police would not let us get near the body. I mean, just one thing after another. And finally, you know, I was able to say, you know what, God, I'm going to go ahead and lift my hands to you. And I'm just going to trust that at this moment, your will is being done. And my brother had an opportunity to embrace his son for the last time. And one of the things that my brother shared with me is that he felt that by the rigor mortis and everything that it set in, that it seemed like he had probably been there for maybe a day or so. And so even at that point, even the more so, woman of God, it reassured my faith and my trust in God, because, you know, I had an opportunity to minister. I've had several speaking engagements over the past couple of weeks that I've been involved in. And my last engagement I had on this past Sunday, which was a phenomenal event, and God spoke mightily, gave prophetic words to the individuals there. People left encouraged. People left on fire for the Lord. And during that moment, I remember as God was speaking to me, to all those people, the Lord never one time told me that my nephew was about to pass. He never one time said to me that one of the babies are about to go home. Never one time. And so it was at that moment that I began to just be at peace with God, because I said, God, if you can speak to me and give all these individuals a word about what's going on in their life, give all these individuals a word about what's going on in their life, surely you can give me a word about what needs to go on in my life. But woman of God, no word was given. Nothing was said. No dream was shared. Nothing. I was at a complete place of peace in God, just relying and depending on God. And when the word came, you know, I just had to lift my hands and say, to God be the glory.
Yes.
And so right now I'm just thanking God that we are a God-fearing family that knows God, that trusts in the word. And it's been a very trying couple of hours since we have gotten, you know, word of everything that happened. And it's been, you know, a moment. I won't say we have not wept, but we don't weep without hope. We have not cried, but we don't cry like we don't know what's going on. You know, we know that, yes, we have a home going that we have to plan, and we have things that's going on right now where we're trying to get all the pieces together. But one thing for sure, woman of God, and that is we know that God is God. And we know that God's plan supersedes our plan. And my prayer right now, and it's the prayer that I want each and every one of our listeners to be praying for me and for my family about, and that is that each and every one of my nephews, each and every one of my nieces, each and every one of my family members that have yet to receive the Lord as their personal Savior will at this time realize that we don't know where death is. We don't know when our time is. We don't know when, what, and where. But, you know, all of us have got to be in a position where we got to be ready. And we've got to know that when God comes, we want to be ready to go back to him. And so I'm just thankful to God for everything that God is doing, everything that God has done. And I just give praise to God for everything that, you know, is transpiring through this time. And so, woman of God, we are yet and still going to go forward and allow God to get the glory and allow God to be glorified as we, you know, even go through this, because one of the things we realize is that as leaders, we have to lead right if we want the people to follow right. And, you know, one of the things, woman of God, when we deal with death, we too have to know how to deal with death. Now, that's not saying that we don't hurt. That's not saying that we don't cry. But it is saying that we know who holds our hand. We know who catches our tears. And we know who's going to bring us to the other side of this. So, Prophetess Jenkins, before I go any further, I just wanted to stop for a moment and give you an opportunity to have words. Go right ahead, woman of God.
I'm praising God for your strength and your mother's strength. I'm praising God that we all have one time in our life faced losing a precious loved one. And sometimes some people don't know how to handle what's happening in life. But I thank God that we know a Jesus that knows how to comfort us at the time when we are broken, at the time when we just need him to wrap his loving arms around us. And I thank God for that. And in spite of all that you've been through this couple of days, yesterday and today, I thank God that I just want to stop and say to you, woman of God, that this is a wonderful day. This is a day that the Lord has made. Mm. And this, I celebrate you for your godliness and your professionalism, your strength. I celebrate you because this is the day that you were born.
Yes.
And I say to you, happy birthday to you.
Yes, yes,
happy
yes.
Happy birthday
yes,
to you, woman of God. And I pray, like I put on your Facebook, I pray that you see many more and God continue to use you for his glory in spite of, because God knows how to take and turn around what the enemy meant for bad. God
mm-hmm.
knows how to turn around and make it good, and he get the glory out of it.
Yes,
nothing
yes,
happens
yes.
in our life that God don't get glorified. You say, well,
yes,
it's death.
Yes, yes.
Yes, it's death. But God said, I get the glory out of all things because I made you. He made me. He made your nephew. He made us. So he knows what's going to happen at all times. And like you said earlier, you didn't get a word. You didn't get a dream. You didn't get a word from God. Sometimes God just be quiet.
Yeah.
Because he knows, woman of God, let me just say this to you. He knows the strength You are the strength. You're the youngest child, but you're the strength of your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying your family is not strong, your mother's not strong. I'm saying that the trial that you embraced when some years ago, you proved the enemy out of a lie. You proved him to be a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he hates. He hates the fact that you defeated him.
Yeah.
And you robbed, you walked away. God had death to turn away, and you walked away from death and walked right into the plan of God. So,
yeah.
God got great things for you and your family.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God got some great, just expect great things because it's not over yet.
Yes.
It is not over yet. God's going to turn this death into this, your nephew dying into something good. Somebody going to get saved. Somebody going to give their life to the Lord. That's what I believe. Somebody who's not saved in our family, in our surroundings, is going to get saved. Because the Bible, it's not a scripture that says only what we do for Christ. But I say this, that's my favorite saying. Only what we do for Christ will last. And Lord God, you have been doing things that pleases God. You have turned God's heart toward you. You have blessed the Lord in not only giving the word that God has placed in your heart for people that need a word. If they don't hear from God, they don't know what they will do. And you have stepped in and did that for many people. So the Bible says, what God we sow, that will we reap. You sow seeds of greatness. You sow seeds of hope in people's life. You sow seeds of healing, expectation. So great things are going to happen in your family. And I just rejoice in prophetic speaking broadcast today that we do this not only, it's not for us. We don't get on the radio week after week to glorify one another, glorify ourselves, and put us high. This is not what it's about. It's about glorifying and edifying y'all. Because the Bible says, no man can come to the Father but by the Spirit that draws him. If we lift Jesus up, if we continue to lift Jesus up, people see the hope that we're talking about, the blessings, the assurance that God has promised us, and they will turn to God with a fullness and with a hurry. Because it's too late in the game to be playing, like you said earlier. We don't know the hour, neither the time. We are talking today, but we don't know what's for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But we should live our life like we're going home the next minute. You ain't got time to be hating your sister or your brother. You ain't got time to be making chaos. You ain't got time for all that, people. We need to get things right in our life because we don't know the hour, neither the time. Amen.
Yes. Amen. 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 And, you know, woman of God, at that juncture, I thank God for celebrating another birthday. And, you know, we have a show that we were normally going to do today, but I think we're probably going to be so full of talk. I don't know if we're going to finish everything. But, you know, I was sharing with someone earlier that, yes, God has definitely given me the victory. And you know what, Prophet Jenkins, I'm holding on to it.
Yes.
And I'm not letting it go. And I'm continuously pleading the blood of Jesus. And I'm not going to stop pleading the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to continue to stand on the word of God that the enemy is a liar. And that God is still the God of my victory. He is still the God of my life. He is still the God of my salvation. And woman of God, I tell you, I'm going to still continue to proclaim that God is God. And that God is exactly who he says he is. And, you know, when all of this, Prophet Jenkins, happened the way it happened, and I immediately began to think about, you know, not only is today my birthday, but today is also a day of my ministry being birthed. My ministry today celebrates 23 years of TB Ministries. Today I'm celebrating my 43rd birthday, but it was the day before my birthday where my nephew, his life was taken. It was snuffed out. He's gone. But you know, one of the things, woman of God, that I will not do is I will not allow the grief of losing someone to dampen my praise for life. I'm not going to do it. And you know, the ironic thing about it, Prophetess Jenkins, it was just a few days ago. Literally a few days ago, I was in a prophetic revival, and we're going to be talking more about that in the upcoming weeks where God used me in a revival that I did at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church where God had me to prophesy some things that immediately came to pass. And I shared with them that God was getting ready to put them in a revival that was unplanned, and that God was getting ready to move by his power. And I also ministered to them that there was a wave of God's glory that was going to move through the building, starting from the left side of the church, moving on to the right side of the church. And I shared with them that there was a healing anointing that God had placed in the church. But needless to say, that was on a Friday. Sunday, the Sunday after that, I got phone call after phone call after phone call. Then on the left side of the church, where I said to them the glory of God will move, there was a woman that was wheeled in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. came in a wheelchair, paralyzed. The Lord healed her body in the service. She got up and began to dance. Danced all over the church. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I went back on a Sunday night. I had to see the miracle for myself. The Lord not only got this woman out of a wheelchair, but the Lord sent a man the way of another individual that they were in contact with from Africa. Mm-hmm. He came here from Africa, came into the church. They allowed him to come to do a revival, and he came in and began a healing revival there in the church. And, woman of God, I saw miracles that I've never seen before in my life. Mm. I've seen legs grow with my own eyes. I've seen hands grow with my own eyes. I'm not saying something that I saw on television, not something I saw with Benny Hinn, not something I saw with T.D. Joshua. I was standing there myself, and I saw people's legs grow out. I saw this with my own two eyes. People that had one leg shorter than the other. The other leg, the man of God touched them and began to call the leg forth. The legs grew and became even with one another. Prophetess Jenkins, as I went into this service, I had something, some type of attack that came upon me. My back became in such raging pain that even when I would take a deep breath, it would hurt. My back hurt me so bad that even when I walked, I had to lean on something because my back began to hurt so bad. I give God glory and praise today. I woke up Sunday morning knowing I had a one-day engagement. I had to do a revival that afternoon. Plus, I had my own two services to attend at church. Then this service was going to be going on at the miracle service Sunday night. I had a full day. I said, God, only you can do this. I said, if this is not resolved, I have to go to the hospital. I don't know what's going on, but this back is just too much. I got up, woman of God, went to church, back hurting, back hurting, back hurting, back hurting, back hurting. After my services were over, praise God, I felt the pain. But I felt it subside just a little. I went into the healing service. I totally ignored my back. The man of God said, put your hand wherever you have pain. And I did. Put my hand where I had pain. Woman of God, I give God praise today. The pain is gone.
Hallelujah.
I give God, the pain is gone.
Mm.
The word that I spoke in that church came to pass. Mm. Every single thing God said came to pass. And I can even share testimony myself on the radio that the man of God that was there said within 72 hours, God said, you will be getting miracle money. And I give God praise that even on yesterday, we had individuals to come by, and they were coming by as a result of my nephew's home going. And when they came by, I praise God that at midnight, because we were up maybe till 4 o'clock this morning, we had entertaining, and I don't think I shut my eyes until maybe 4:30 this morning. And so I shared at midnight. I said, well, okay, we got to shift gears here because it's midnight. And they kind of looked at me, and I said, it's my birthday. It's officially my birthday. And I give God glory, woman of God, that miracle money begins to come.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle money begins to get. They begin to shower me as a result of me saying, you know, it had a shift. It was my birthday, so I even give God praise for that. But, woman of God, it has been a bittersweet day because I definitely love my baby. He was definitely a wonderful, wonderful one. I cannot say it enough. Never gave one person ever in his life, never gave us one problem, not one. And he was just a model child, and he's home with the Lord now, but throughout all that, you know, still celebrating the fact, I celebrate his life, celebrate the fact that he was raised in church. I celebrate the fact that he knew God. I celebrate today. I'm here. I'm not going to overlook the fact that God resurrected me and God has blessed me to see my 43rd birthday. I will not overlook that. I will not overlook that God has blessed TB Ministries to see another year. And woman of God, I refuse, no matter what was going on. And then on top of all that, I'm going to share this with you to show you, I mean, the press here. I went after Sunday, after four, five different services, I went to get me a bite to eat. They had not eaten all day, tired, exhausted, needed to stop and get a bite to eat. A woman of God went to the restaurant, and I came out of the restaurant to meet some haters. And woman of God, one of them, went over to my car and punched a hole in my tire, bust my tire. Punched a hole in my tire, bust my tire for no reason, no reason at all, no reason at all. Bust my tire. But I give God praise that I was able to put some air in the tire. By the time I made it home, the air had gone out of the tire, but I was able to get home safely, was able to park the car and give God praise. We, you know, all we need to do is just put a new tire on there, and we're going to be getting that done shortly. But I tell you, even with that properties, I give God praise.
Yes.
I give him praise. And there's, I mean, I'm just refusing to give up my praise. The devil is doing what he does, but I'm a saint of God. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm convinced that I'm going to do what I need to do. Now, let me share this with you. I was able to get a picture that I did not have an opportunity to share on Facebook. When we are done with this call today, I've got to send it. I've got to put it out there. I've just been so overwhelmed with everything, with my nephew and with the family and with entertaining and all that. I didn't get an opportunity to put it out. But woman of God, I got a picture of a fetus of a baby that was born. The baby was born via C-section. When the baby, they took the baby out of the mother's stomach, out of the womb, the sac never burst. Baby was still in the amniotic fluid inside of the sac, not knowing that that child, it was his time to come forth. Listen, woman of God, the baby was still in the fluid, in the sack, while the doctors were taking pictures of it, because the sack should have burst it.
Yes.
The baby should have been made aware of his freedom. But the baby was already free and didn't even know it. The baby was still in a fetal position in the sack. The umbilical cord was still in the sack. The child was still receiving oxygen in the amniotic fluid, and never knew that he was already free. Woman of God, when I saw that, God gave me a word. He said, do you not know that there are many of us that can already be born? God has already birthed you. God has already done what he's going to do. But yet, some people don't even know that they've been birthed. They don't even know that they've been born. They don't even know that they have the ability to stretch out. They don't even know that they have the ability to become everything that I've called them to be. They don't even know it. And so, God, I tell you, when the Lord gave me that, it was powerful, powerful. And so, probably, Jenkins, I'm going to give you a minute. I want you to go ahead and say something about that real quick, and then we're going to hurry up and we're going to get going off of this air. Go right ahead, Prophetess Jenkins.
son. Even in the midst, like you said, the baby didn't know he was free, but yet he was alive. He came out of that sack after they birthed him. They did the C-section. He came out and he was well, right? That's the keeping power. Glory to God. That's how God protect and keep us in spite of them things that go opposite of what's supposed to go. And God, in spite of that, God protected that child in the midst of that, that he was able to survive. He survived it. The thing, the cord being connected and getting oxygen. But it was amazing. God had the doctor to take pictures because things like that just don't happen. And that goes to show things in your life, just the way you were sick, just don't happen.
My God.
Things don't happen like that. You were supposed to die, be an invalid in the vegetable.
Right.
God turned, I'm telling you, God turned, even in the midst of death, God knows how to turn things around.
He knows.
It's a good. And God will get the glory out of that child's life. He's going to get the glory out of your life. Not many people have faced what you face, and not many people have faced what this child went through. Amen. Hallelujah. But we give God glory today for sustaining, for keeping his working power.
Yes.
His miracle working power. I thank God for this ministry. I thank God that we're able to speak to the people. I thank God for miracles that's going to happen through this ministry in your life because you are a miracle working. God did a miracle work in you. So you should. So at the same time, a miracle is going to begin to happen in your ministry. Miracles are going to be happening in your ministry because
yes.
You are the prime example of a miracle.
Yes. Yes.
We get money back. You sow a seed of diligence and faithfulness and striving and wanting to get better. You could have given up. You could have said, well, this is too much. I got enough. This is too hard.
Yes.
See, I couldn't hear. I'm not walking. People are taking care of me like a baby. You could have gotten, but you kept fighting that good fight. And baby girl, you're going to reap the same things in your ministry. You have to see. God allowed you to see the ministry in this meeting that just passed for a reason. And God knows you have had some miracles in your meetings, but it's far beyond what you're going to see now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you know what's popping, Jenkins? I tell you, I'm excited about, we'll have to get here. I'm excited about everything that God is doing. I'm excited about everything that God has done. And I'm just so ready to see the handiwork of God because, you know, whenever something like what we have endured today and yesterday has occurred, as I share with my family, I'm looking for the miracle. And sometimes, you know, as I stated earlier, we can already be born. We can already be in a new place, a new atmosphere. Just don't realize that we can stretch. Don't realize that we are where God wants us to be. And even through these times right here, we are just trusting and believing God to do great things. And so, Father Jenkins, next week we're going to pick up and we're going to talk about this because we couldn't talk about it like we wanted to today. But we're going to talk about this, about how sometimes we can be friends, we don't even know it. And so, everybody that's listening, we want you to make sure you join in with us next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m., and I want you to continue to keep the Balka family in your prayer. We're going to be going forth celebrating God, and we're going to share the homegoing celebration, all that information on the air. So listen, God bless you. Stay tuned. Keep us in your prayer, and we're going to be talking to you real soon. Prophetess Jenkins, I love you. Keep on praying for me, and we're going to be together next Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Amen. Love you, too.
Yes.
Amen.